Greetings. We are the Boss Prophets and the Generals, Dr. Apostles April
and Andrew, and we are here with your weekly supernatural word of empowerment.
We decree by the power of God that what you are about to hear will begin to shift you into
your new season.
Let's listen in closely as the word is already in progress.
Hallelujah. Amen. Hallelujah.
Come on, woman of God.
Yes, Lord. Hallelujah.
Come on.
Amen. 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 God bless you. God bless you. I am excited about what God is doing in this hour. We are excited because God is doing new things in this season, not just with KCI, but with the whole push advancement body of the kingdom of God, and it is something that is happening worldwide. But I want you not to miss it. I don't want you to be an observer on the outside. I want you to be a participant on the inside. So the only way that we can get you prepared, confident, is to talk about a law on today. I'm going to talk to you about a specific law of the Word of God. Heavenly Father, I ask right now that you will anoint my mouth, that you will anoint the ears and the hearts of those that are recipients of your word. We rebuke even right now the spirit of distraction. Even now, we ask that as I sow this seed of your word in their heart, let it hand on a heart of flesh, not on thorny ground or stony ground. But Lord, we pray even now that as we are hearers of the word, let us also be doers as well. In Jesus' name, amen.
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 All right, amen. Let's jump right into it. Take your pens, your papers. You know how it is. We take notes here. If you are in a position where you can take notes, it is being recorded. And as it's recorded, you can come back and listen to it and also forward it to other people who can be encouraged by this word as well. I look to this scripture, 1 Peter 2 and 9. Most of you all know it, 1 Peter 2 and 9, and it says, "But ye are a chosen generation, a royal priesthood, and holy nation, a peculiar people, that ye should show forth the praises of him who hath called you out of darkness into the marvelous light," or into his marvelous light. Now, I could preach from this scripture for the next 3 hours, but I want to talk specifically to you about that word peculiar, peculiar people. We are peculiar people. When we come into salvation and we accept Jesus as the Lord and Savior of our life, we enter into a peculiarness because we are now called out of darkness into his marvelous light. He gives us a transformation. He creates in us a clean heart, renews in us a right spirit. We go through this big outward and inward transformation. But when we come out, not only are we tried as pure gold, but we look different. We sound different. We behave different. Our terminology is different. So where am I going with this? To be peculiar means to be strange, odd, unusual, to be exclusive. You don't look the same, sound the same as what people are used to, as the world thinks you are. There is, people of God, the law, and this is what I'm going to talk to you about today, the law of difference. The law, L-A-W, of difference. The law of difference. How it can help you succeed. Sometimes because of peer pressure,
amen,
you're ridiculed. As you're growing up in school, because you're different, they talk about you. They'll bully you. They'll ridicule you. Sometimes you're different because you don't hang out with the cliques. God gave you a different creativity, a different personality. But I want to tell you how to gain from that, how to teach your children to stand on that. How not to want to blend in, but want to stand out. Let's talk about the law of difference. I don't like being the same as everybody else. I don't like looking the same. I don't like sounding the same. I don't like hanging out. When everybody go left, sometimes I purposely just go right because I just like being different. I like being peculiar. I like being strange and odd and unusual. So let me just give you a lesson on today. The sooner you find comfort in being peculiar and different, the quicker you will excel in God.
Amen.
The sooner you find peace in being different and standing out, the quicker you will advance spiritually.
Amen.
Man, that's good.
That's good.
Sameness creates comfort, but difference creates your reward.
Yes, Lord. Hallelujah, Jesus.
Someone missed that. Sameness creates comfort, but difference creates your reward.
Amen. Come on.
What do you love passionately? I'm going to be giving out questions. I'm going to be going like a rocket, so you got to catch it. What environment unlocks your joy? All of this feeds into your law of difference. What would you rather talk about more than anything else on the earth? People have to associate you with your difference. Here's some examples. If I say the name Bill Gates, you are going to think computers. If I say Muhammad Ali, you're going to think boxing. If I say Tiger Woods, you are going to think golf. If I say Billy Graham, you are going to think evangelism. If I say Benny Hinn, you are going to think healing. What is the one word? This is rhetorical. But a lot of you all probably have not even asked yourself this question. What is the one word that would separate you from every other person? Oh, we're going to dig today. We're going to dig deep today for the simple reason that we got a lot of people on the line. But so what, you're a prophet? There's a lot of other prophets on the line too. So what, you're an evangelist? There's a lot of other evangelists. But each of you all that are called to that office, are called to whatever it is, assignment that is on your life, what would make you a different prophet, a different evangelist than 100,000 evangelists in this earth, in this nation, in your region, in your own backyard community? People are looking for a difference, not the same. The message will be the same, but you, everyone on this line, God has given us, the Bible even says, a diversification of gifts, skill sets, personality. There are people who are an apostle just like me, but they're not in a prayer. The way I handle my calling, my assignment as an apostle, the way that Apostle Andrew Smith handles his calling as an apostle is different than the other apostles you may know, because we have embraced our difference. We have embraced our personality. We've embraced that we may not look the same. Our hair may not be the same. Our haircut may not be the same. I may not wear the suit and the tie that they're accustomed to. We may not wear all of the things that people are accustomed to seeing. But as long as our message is the same and the power is demonstrated through our message, how can you embrace your difference so that people will think of you and say your name and say power?
Ooh, amen, amen.
Amen.
Woo, this is good, Apostle Andrew. I like this.
Amen.
Like this. Good.
Lord, hallelujah, Jesus.
That's a good question to ask yourself. What is the one word that will separate you from every other person, every other evangelist, every other
Amen.
Pastor, every other pastor, every other apostle, every other teacher, every
Amen.
Other administrator, every other hospitality committee department, every other director, what one word will separate you?
Come on.
Is it restoration? Is it miracles? Is it love? Is it family? What do you consider the dominant theme of your life? That ought to be on your ministry sign. That ought to be in your newsletters or statuses or whatever it is. If you get on TV, your TV program, everything about your ministry should have a focus. If you try and focus on everything at one time, it's going to get sloppy. You can't be everything. You can't be, okay, I'm different because I do miracles. I'm different because I do love. I'm different because I do this. I'm different because I do delivery. You got to centralize that thing and focus in on it. That's why you have empowerment for Apostle Andrew Smith and I. We said we can't just focus on miracles because we're not just miracles. We can't just focus on deliverance because we're not just deliverance. We can't focus on how we have the love because we're not just love. So, God, I said, this is where you go into the Holy Spirit and consult with him. Because remember, I told you even long time ago, make the Holy Spirit your business partner. Consult with your business partner. We went fasting and praying. We said, Lord, what makes us? So what? We got miracles. There's another church in Lakeland, Florida that got miracles. There's another ministry that's 2 hours away got miracles. There's another ministry around the corner. So what?
That's
what
right.
Make us different. And God began to reveal it to us. He said, I could tell you, but you won't understand it. He
Jesus.
Said, so I'm going to show you. And let me tell you something. He accelerated things. He exposed things. That's when we said, aha, that's our embodiment. That is our centralized focus, empowerment. So when people know our name, when people speak our KCI name and also the general, they're going to think empowerment through the supernatural.
Amen.
What is your difference from another? Neiman Marcus is very different than Walmart.
Amen.
They have identified their difference. KCI, worldwide, is a whole lot different than a lot of these other ministries. Why? It isn't just because of empowerment through the supernatural, but it's because of our delivery with a spirit of excellence.
Amen.
Why does a store become Neiman Marcus versus Walmart? Because you go on Walmart, you're going to see a little bit of everything. Matter of fact, they even created a website for what you can see in Walmart. And people take photos of craziness and in the store and the people that shop there. But in Neiman Marcus, you won't find that type of ridicule. Why? Because they have a higher spirit of excellence.
Amen. Mm-hmm.
That's why they can put it out there with their prices. That's why they can put it out there with their expectations. That's why you're a little bit concerned about how you look when you go inside a Neiman Marcus versus a Walmart. Women walking in there with bonnets on their head, pajama bottoms, and look like they just rolled out of bed and hopped in their car and drove to Walmart. When you go in Neiman Marcus, you're a little bit more self-conscious because you're stepping inside a spirit of excellence.
Amen.
That often determines. You say, well, what has Neiman Marcus got to do with me? A lot. You have a ministry that you say God called you to birth down in this world. But your spirit of excellence will determine what type of quality you attract.
Amen. Yes, yes.
Yes, amen.
Sometimes I come to find out when I talk to my spiritual sons and daughters, they don't even think that deep. They just say, I'm called to the nations, Apostle April. I'm called to the nations, Mama. And I say, okay, that's good. Now let's work on defining you. Defining me? I don't want to be one of those. I just want to go out. I want to go out there and preach the gospel, Mama. I said, well, you better have some tact about yourself, some refinement about yourself. You better have a difference. You better have a spirit of excellence because there's too much people out there, too many people out there slinging and missing, aiming and shooting, but they're not hitting their target and they're being sloppy and tactless and people are not attracted to that. What did I teach you just a few weeks ago? Even in marketing 101, that's my background. First, there is a spirit or a level of attraction. Then attachment.
That's right.
And if people aren't attracted because of your difference, they will not be attached for the long haul.
That's right.
The law of difference is simply this. You will be known for your difference. It's so simple.
Yes.
What is the law of difference concerning you? It's basically what you will be known for, leaving your legacy behind. You will be known for either one of two things, the problems you solve or the problems you create.
That's powerful.
I'll repeat it. When things are powerful, I repeat it twice.
Yes.
You will be known for the problems you solve or the problems you create. If people were to bring your name up, would they roll their eyes and say, whew, that girl, my gosh, him? Or would they say, oh, my goodness, yes, I know that one. She is awesome. He's amazing.
Amen.
Because I'm known. Even right now, we work hard because we recognize as we studied the Bible, Apostle Andrew Smith and myself, that when the Bible said what he said, he meant it. He said, a good name is far more worthy than rubies and diamonds. I'm paraphrasing, than gold, than money, than cash. Your good name will bring attraction. Your good name will create your difference. Your good name, your difference, will call people up, and they'll place you on their mind and heart, and they'll want to do business with you. They'll extend favor towards you. You wonder why things may not be working out in your life right now. Let's go back to the basics. What is your difference? Why in the world would I extend favor towards you? You look like everybody else. You sound like everybody else. Why in the world would I extend favor towards you? What are you doing differently impacting the kingdom of God? Have you identified your difference from others? What do you love that others do not have the passion for? It's important to identify your difference. Apostle Andrew Smith and I, we identified, this is so unique, Apostle and I, we identified our differences way before we even met. We knew we were different. I come from a household where I have three other sisters, but even growing up, I knew I was different. If you read my book, you'll even know that. I was different. God made me different just because of the trials, just because of the way I look, just because of the things I had to go through when my other sisters seemed like they just were skipping through life. I just couldn't stop with the warfare.
Man.
My approach to life was different. When everybody wanted to be in cliques, I loved being by myself. When everybody talked about the lames, the quote-unquote lames, the unpopular, I ran to them. I got to know them. Had a friendship of over 20 years because of that. When everybody was talking about them because they didn't dress in the most popular clothing and they didn't look hip. They didn't look like Mary J. Blige on her video and all of that other stuff. I said, well, there's more to them. I ran to them and I said, hi. I extended my hand. My name is April. What's your name? 20 years later, a blossom friendship. But if I, how much do we miss out on because we try and blend in with the crowd? I turn on Periscope. I turn on the TV, and everybody's talking like this in the name of Jesus. Come on now. Ha, 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 ha. I turn the channel. I turn on Periscope. I turn on Facebook Live. And right now, ha, 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 ha. I'm like, goodness, why we all got to sound like that? Why we all got to move robotically like that? Where is our new approach? Why do we all have to look the same? Is there anybody out here that just wants to talk to people instead of screaming at them? Is there anybody that just want to take the time and actually ask a question to the people? Does anybody want to request them to take notes, bring their computers to church, bring your laptops? I want that. Is there anybody that's comfortable with laying down in the altar? I get on the floor and I lay down because everybody's so robotic. They just stand there with their two hands up. I get on the floor. I lay on my back. It's documented. It's pictures taken. Is there anybody that's willing to step out of the norm and just want to dance freely in God's presence during worship? I don't care if I run around the sanctuary. That's me.
Different.
Amen. I discovered my difference way before Apostle Andrew came into my life. And then when we were fused together in marriage and holy matrimony, we begin to take our differences and work with one another. And God said, now you're going to give birth to something different. I had to take two different people who embraced this difference, who were confident before. See, this is where I'm going to take a pause. A lot of you all, some of you all are looking for a spouse, a significant other. But a lot of times you're trying to place the significance on your spouse to come and complete you, the significance on your spouse to come and show you who you really are. But let me tell you something, newsflash, you better know who you are before your spouse comes into your life.
Amen.
You better recognize your distinct difference before you try and hook up with somebody else, because it's going to take two confident individuals who knows the pros and the cons, the impacts, the effectiveness that they will bring, the productivity that they will bring to the table of the relationship, and then you infuse one another, and then you take it to the next level. It's not fair for your spouse to come into a relationship with you, and now they got to play mommy and daddy, help build up your self-esteem. They got to play mommy and daddy and teach you your distinct difference. That's not their job.
Amen. That's right.
Yes, so God said, I sought you out. I matured you so that when you all come together, Apostle Andrew, Apostle April, you already be whole, and then when you two wholes come together, you will birth out something new in this earth.
We know this word has truly empowered you for this week.
And if you want to activate this word and manifest this word into your life, visit our website and sow into it. The website is www.kci.world.
That's www.kci.world, not .com, not .org, for we are worldwide, where there is always something supernaturally happening. That is www.kci.world. As always, we are speaking life over you, and we are excited about your
now, your next, and your new season in Jesus' name.
This has been your weekly supernatural word of empowerment from
the Generals.